good online, making a good online appearance or presence, impression, if you will. Elaborate on that, because a lot of people are trying to get their hands around all this, the web stuff, the social media, the different applications, you know, difference between, you know, is it worth tweeting something or posting something? Talk about how you make a good social media impression.
So with Dyn, we've obviously, you know, since 2008, we've grown a lot and focused on trying to get businesses to be our customers. And a lot of what a lot of people traditionally do is think that, like, doing some orthodox tactics to try and get someone to like you is like how it's going to work. But with the internet, there's so many distractions and stuff that you really want to, you know, have content that stands out and makes someone think that whatever you're giving them was made specialized for them and also is really cool. I'd like it at a point where everyone's getting emails trying to sell you something, but the email or something like that, but everything that they're giving you is just as entertaining as a Super Bowl ad.
So break it down a little more, and this is going to be catered to, I think, a lot of business folks, right?
Yeah,
the social media summit.
My background has been more with working with, like, business to business stuff, but I try and apply what you see companies do with targeting customers, like, you know, on a wide level, and doing the same thing for businesses. So, like, a good example, when I was at, like, a couple years ago at Dyn, we worked on a campaign to try and win accounts like Living Social and Expedia and I'm blanking on a couple of them, but yeah, Career Builder and stuff. And what we did is we basically made these customized video ads. Instead of trying to get it so, like, it's something you broadcast out to the world, we literally made an ad for one company. And getting that one company, getting one of those companies to sign on actually pays for the whole campaign itself.
So things get narrow on the internet. People's attention span is fast. They're overwhelmed with a lot of things, so you really have to be targeted and out of the box.
Yeah, and the other thing that makes it a struggle sort of too is when you're doing this, people, the internet, marketing on the internet's all about interruptions and finding the best way to make it so that if you're being interrupted, you enjoy and want to see that interruption. In a lot of ways, I guess it's sort of like, you know, you can look at it from a perspective of, like, when you have something like the breaking news that happened this morning here, like, happened. It's an interruption, it's unexpected, but, like, you know, when you're interrupted, if the content is good and people are there, they're going to want to listen.
Interesting analogy. Now, a lot of businesses are small businesses in New Hampshire, and that's the norm. They're busy running their business. They don't have enough time in the day, and there are other things. They don't know how to do what you're saying to do. They don't know how to be that creative or be that smart. And you live in this new medium and the way it's changing. And it is changing. Media, publishing, I mean, it's changing our lives.
Yeah.
And things are getting smaller and smaller and handheld. I mean, you look at some traditional shows, you take, like, Entertainment Tonight. You know, it was a time, if you wanted to hear something about a Hollywood celebrity or what someone did in England on the celebrity, you have to wait till the night to watch it. And now you get it. You know, you get it on your handheld from TMZ or tweeted, and yep. That's how news is breaking. So how do you say to a small business owner, leverage this, use it, because it will help your sales? You're going to get to the exact customer base you're trying to get to, not through traditional means. What do you say? I mean, like, radio's marrying up well. iHeartRadio app, that's marrying well to the internet. But how do you get the message to businesses that this is worth their time?
A good way to look at it is back in the 80s and 90s, well, obviously the 90s too, but, you know, go back to even the 50s, companies would pay millions of dollars for information on someone that they're trying to get as a customer. And all that information is now free and online. And that's a huge portion of it. Whether you're doing sales, whether you're looking to get, write a nice cover letter to get a job interview somewhere, you're a company that has a great business idea, you want to pitch a VC. Literally, you can apply all these things and all these different mediums is a soapbox for you to broadcast out whatever message you want. And that's really where there's a lot of value with it. So if you're a business owner, you don't know a lot about it, the good news is there's plenty of people that are college students that would teach you and would want to, are looking to get any experience, especially with, like, you know, how the economy is today. There's all kinds of easy ways to learn this stuff. The big thing I think that is a little bit of a misperception is that social media, you don't necessarily need an expert to do something. The whole point of these services is that they're easy to use and anyone can learn them.
A nephew and niece might be your expert or a kid. I mean, one of your children, if you're in a business. But Ryan O'Hara is with Dyne, and he's part of the expert presenters for the Social Media Summit at Southern New Hampshire University. There may be still some admission available. You can go to snhu.edu to learn more. It's this Friday at Southern New Hampshire University. Before we let you go, Ryan, just a quick hypothetical.
Yeah.
If you're a remodeler and you're out there and you're, you know, looking for new customers and you have a 2 or 3 person company and you have a website and all that, how could you, and I know that a lot of people are making their consumer decisions online. Marketing studies have shown people, before they book a hotel, before they even go look at a store, they're going to do their own research, their own
I do that for sure.
So if you're like a remodeler business, tell me how you could do something snazzy and smart to interrupt and wake people up to make them come into your store or contact you for a job. What is a creative idea out of the box if you're a remodeling business and you redo parts of people's homes? What would you do?
Well, I think my first step would be to look for someone that you're targeting. Find that target. When you find that target, go look at their Facebook page, see what they like. If you're thinking on a macro level, like bigger audience, try and get a feel of what they like.
Some people would call that invasive, but that's sort of what the internet's becoming, you're saying.
Yeah, and you don't actually need to go and call out the thing that they like. What you can do is make content that tailors to what they like. So if I go and try and, let's say I'm trying to get a CEO who's like, we'll go back to the remodeling model. Let's say I'm redoing my office or something, and I want to try and get someone to hire me. I might go see the office manager there, and I might find their Facebook page and see they like the movie The Big Lebowski or something. I'm then going to go and like tailor my pitch to reference The Big Lebowski.
Stuff they like, even if it's not related, you know, it's kind of just their hobby. Yeah.
I don't need to tell them. I don't actually need to tell them.
You're saying you got to get their attention.
Yeah. So I see. To make everything about not you, but what they want to hear and what they actually, and, you know, be sincere, obviously, and, you know, be a good business person, but focus your content on stuff that they want to hear.
Interesting stuff. Good tease. And you get more at Southern New Hampshire University this Friday. Thank you to our friends at Dyne, Ryan O'Hara. Thanks for being patient this morning with some breaking news. Have a good Tuesday.
Thanks, you too.
All right. Take a break. Check traffic, weather, and a whole lot more. News Radio 610-96.7. Be right back.